Hi, this is Steve Morgan, and you're behind the mic with the SNC Fan Chat.
Wah, 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 Chaser.
You're behind the mic with Straight Don't Chaser.
Official podcast show.
Yeah, Chaser. You're behind the mic,
Chaser.
You're behind the mic for news, interviews, and more.
And more. You got all the albums, you came to our show. You live on the website, but still you want more.
So
Shayna, Kathy, Dave, and Tina, ready to go. SNC Fan Chat, time for the show.
Hey, all you chasers, this is Shayna.
This is Dave, and sorry to say that Kathy and Tina are unable to be with us on this episode, but we hope you are enjoying your summer as we bring you our 17th episode.
So we have a great episode planned for you today, including a spectacular interview with someone who is definitely not quote-unquote old news, as well as some news in Chaserville, so let's get right to it.
Absolutely, Shayna. And today, again, as you said, he is definitely not old news. Today we are bringing you an interview with one of the world's most incredible tenors, and I speak only of Mr. Steve Morgan. Take a listen, everybody, and hope you enjoy.
Hey, Chasers, this is Shayna.
This is Kathy.
And this is Dave with SNC Fan Chat, behind the mic with Straight No Chaser. And listeners, just want to say we're sorry that Tina is unable to make this interview, so enjoy.
Well, we are here with founding member of Straight No Chaser at IU, Atlantic Records, SNC alum, and Superior Tenor, the one, the only, Steve Morgan. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, Steve.
Well, thank you. I just have to warn you, coming in, I am old news.
No. You know what? To our listeners, Steve said this to me when I first contacted him about this interview. And he said, yeah, Dave, I'm old news. And I had to reiterate to him a couple times that, you know what, Steve? No, you're not. People still want to get to know you. And you're one of the founding members. And, yeah, we want to get to know you. You're part of the family. And ironically, the following weekend, or two following weekends, I was down in Gettysburg. I was eating lunch with, a couple chasers. And I think it was Carla that said, you know, I'd like to hear you guys do an interview with Steve Morgan. I said, you know what? Thank you, Carla, for bringing that up. because it just reinforced what I told you, Steve, that we really want to get to know you. So thanks for taking the time.
Well, I'm honored. Thank you.
So anyway, we got that out of the way to get things started. Could you tell us a little bit about your involvement with Straight No Chaser back when you were at IU?
Yeah, Straight No Chaser to me really shaped my college experience. I came in, I was actually the only freshman in the original group, and I think the guys auditioned every other tenor they could find, from singing Hoosiers, from their dorms, from their fraternities, whatever the case. They were just looking for a high voice, and actually Dave Roberts, I lived on his floor in the dorms. He said, you know, there's this new guy who lives on my floor, he's been singing Hoosiers, why don't I give him a listen? And I went into the Singing Hoosiers library, sang Africa for Ponce and I guess DR as well. And they said, so do you want to be in the group? I said, sure. And it all started very harmlessly. I think you probably heard the story that we basically started singing so we could get into sororities and sing for
ladies. Oh, yeah. I've heard that a few times.
Yeah, it's true.
Not a bad concept.
And it worked like nobody's business for a while.
And then it just
and then it just kind of took on a life of its own, and we kept getting better and thinking, hey, this is all right, we're getting somewhere with this, guys.
Outstanding. Like I said, what a great concept.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of guys who like to get together and sing. I think that holds true to this day.
Yeah.
So, Steve, where exactly were you when you found out about the video going viral, and what was your reaction?
You know, since I got that email from you guys, I've been trying to remember that myself. It's one of those things where I don't remember exactly how it came to pass. I just kept getting emails from Randy saying, hey, guys, we've got 200,000 hits on the video. I was like, wow. He said, we could have a million by Christmas. And then a million came and went very quickly, and then 2 million, and then we said, okay, maybe we'll have 10 million. And I think we came up just shy of it, but it was amazing. I've certainly never been on the on that end of the a video going viral. So it was pretty cool to watch the views tick by.
Yeah.
Wow, it's really cool. So did you ever think that the group would get signed to a record deal because of that video? I mean, it must be pretty crazy to think about that.
I think we all kind of put those dreams to bed. It was one of those things, we had some pipe dreams of it maybe back in college. And then we thought, 10 guys, that'll never work. We're just, there's too many of us, too much logistical stuff. And then, you know, then to be presented with the idea of, hey, we can make this, maybe make this happen, but it's only with all 10 guys. Say, okay, that's a no-brainer. Yes. But I think we'd all be lying to say that we thought that, you know, there was that was where it was going to take off to.
Yeah. So do you remember what you were doing when you got the phone call from Randy and Dan?
I got the call from Dan, and he said, Steve, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but you better sit down for this one. and he said, you know, I've been looking, I was talking with the guy, and he said, look me up, I'm legit. You know, it was one of those things, it was almost one of those things where, here's my number, why don't you call me? You know, Randy was having the conversation with Atlantic Records while he was Googling the guy. So it was, to hear about how it went on from their side was bizarre. And it was all still out of the blue. They kind of saw things through to a point of making sure it was a legitimate offer and making sure that there was real interest there. So by the time they came to us, they said, all right, you really have to sit down and listen to this. And I know personally, I was just sitting in the dark in my house going, what? Say it again? One more time.
Must have been pretty surreal.
Very, very.
So do you have any special memories when you performed with SNC at Atlantic?
Gosh, so many. I mean, we had some amazing... gosh, I wasn't there that long, of course, but just going to be a part of the Christmas in Washington was just amazing, unreal. The talent that they had amassed there as part of the program was fantastic, and to be a part of that was really cool. It was in a museum, and that was beautiful in and of itself. And then sitting down, and I remember the day before, they had, okay, POTUS and FLOTUS, and I went, I'm pretty darn sure that means President and First Lady. And then, of course, W went to went to Iraq to see the troops. All well and good. I'm glad he did. Laura Bush was sitting right there. Dick Cheney, Wolf Blitzer, amazing. The other thing that made things really interesting was that my wife was quite pregnant by the end of that of that tour. So I was always on stage with my phone on and in my pocket. I mean, our little one kind of dropped early. She got into position in December, and the doctor said it could be any time.
Oh my gosh.
So she didn't end up being delivered until almost the end of January. But there was a month and a half where she'd say, well, it could happen. Everything's ready to go. being out in California always gave me a little agita in that I said, all right, here's the deal. I'll be there. I don't know how, but I'll be there. I only need a few hours.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, you bring back memories of that Christmas in Washington. That was pretty awesome because you just released your Holiday Spirits CD a few months prior, and your name's starting to get out there. I mean, I just heard about you Thanksgiving prior to that, And I was able to see on TV and on watch, and I was in awe. You know, the guests that you named, you know, the Bushes and Dick Cheney and his wife. Yeah, that was pretty awesome. And again, the talent alone, you know, some of the other talent that was there. So yeah, that was a pretty awesome show.
Mm-hmm. It was so cool to be. I mean, we met Darius Rucker. I mean, I grew up listening to Being the Blowfish. It was very cool. It was very cool. And I remember talking afterwards with the guy who was the director of the special. And he said, you know, you guys did a great job. And he said, you know what? You'll be very happy with the final product. He knew he had done well for us. We were very appreciative. Some of the camera shots he used getting us in the screen, it was just really cool to see it all come together.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the camera shots, like you said, you know, they kept flashing. I remember Laura Bush. I mean, it almost like she was, when you were performing the 12 Days of Christmas, I think she was pretty much almost in hysterics when, I mean, who wouldn't be?
Well, I appreciate that.
So when the group was formed back at IU, what were some of your favorite highlights of performing there?
Golly.
I mean, I know you said, you know, talk about the sororities, and that's pretty cool, but
well, that
anything
was
how else?
We started, but gosh, some of our own big shows where we would do a 2.5-hour a cappella show.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we'd work on those for months. And I remember half the times we all had our own busy schedules anyways. So we'd schedule rehearsal at midnight at the music school. And we'd show up at midnight and rehearsal too and go home. And I think that's when I would start my homework. And it was crazy. But I think it's the CD we made, the last CD we made, Live at the MAC, the Musical Arts Center in IU, holds 1,000+. We sold it out on Monday night. And, I mean, from the moment the lights went down, it was just crazy. It was madness. It was just such a rush. Those kind of things, just not just to do it, but to get to do it with your best friend.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. The other things we really liked to do were to go and do some of the invitationals. Go to other campuses and kind of say, hey, yeah, we're due, but we like to think we're all right. And just meet some of the other groups that were out there. And we sang with so many that had these long traditions, and they were CDs. They had CDs that we'd been listening to for years ourselves, and then to hear that they really, you know, appreciated what we were doing, loved our sound, it made us feel real good about the work we were putting in.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great to hear these stories because I'm actually a member of a starting up a cappella group at school too, so interesting to hear these stories and like how it's progressed and to see just how much confidence other groups are putting into you and everything. It's just a great story to hear.
yeah. And there's, you know, I actually worked with an a cappella group from Xavier this year. The guy who's the conductor at the church choir where I sing with my wife, he's also a professor at Xavier. He said, hey, we got a new group that's starting up. Would you mind coming in and working with them? So I came in one Sunday afternoon, and we all worked for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that. It's still a rush. It's still fun to be a part of the making music, the analyzing what's wrong, seeing how can we improve this, and at the end you go, all right, guys, that's it. Does everybody feel how much better that is? Don't let it just be me, please. But it was... It was fun to work with some people like that again.
That's so cool. Oh, wow. Okay, anyway. So I've heard a lot of stories, and I've heard this name being dropped a lot. So who exactly is Jorge Pascual, and how did he become the 11th member of SNC Once Upon an Acapella?
Well, he was, I guess, a senior when we started the group. So he only had 1 year with us just by default of his age. So Jorge is a baritone. Jorge was probably one of the smoothest dudes you'll ever meet. Actually, he's still singing. I think he had a record deal with has a record deal with Universal right now.
Oh wow!
Yeah, he's just a really cool guy. Born and raised in, or at least raised in Puerto Rico. You know, I knew Jorge somewhat at school. I got to know him much, much better the next summer because we both worked at Busch Gardens together.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so we were roommates at Busch Gardens for a summer. And just incredible dude, very solid guy. Just he's gone on to do well just because he's such a good guy. And I mean, he's very talented as well. So all the chasers out there, they should all look up Jorge on Universal Records and look into his single because it's pretty cool.
That's so cool. Thanks for clearing that
all
up.
All Spanish music.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
He gives you a little Latin flavor.
Yeah, definitely have to take you up on that and look them up. Okay, this question, and I have to thank the script writer here because I guess I'm just gullible to ask these questions, and I guess let's go for it. So, what was the biggest amount of trouble you and the other original SNC members got into while studying, you know, we're all just kidding here, but, you know, at IU. Get into any trouble there?
Yeah, I saw that question. I've been wondering how to phrase it. Legally, I don't know how much I can say other than
you can
my...
You can hear the giggling in the background, so you
uh-huh.
know where this question came from.
Do not know.
Legally, all I can say is that my car was impounded. I was not with the car at the time. But we got the car back, and it's all fine. Biggest amount of trouble? Just your standard crazy college guy things. And sitting around probably drinking too much while discussing music, of course. And music history and theory.
Of course.
Yes.
Maybe it's just
homework together.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's just better to leave it at that, Steve.
Yeah, probably so. I don't know how much you guys have maybe heard. I don't know if DR spilled the beans. It all comes down to a sign that says, "We have donuts." So let that just be a little thread. The next time you have a fan chat, bring that up.
We have donuts.
We have donuts.
No, I don't think that's come up, has it, Shayna?
Not in my recollection, no.
I don't think Dad spilled the beans about anything,
Kathy, have you heard that?
No.
All right, I'm writing this down.
This is fantastic. I'm really happy about all this right now.
So when you announced to the group that you were leaving, what hopes did you have for the group as they continued with Atlantic Records?
I just hope that they'd go on be huge. I never doubted for a minute that it was something like, you can't do this without me, guys. I knew they'd be fine, and I root for them all along. I like to think I'm their biggest fan. But I think I wanted for them exactly what they're going to do. They're getting to see the road, take their music to the people. They're getting to have a sit-down for the summer, and people who haven't toured in the past don't know how awesome that is to have a time when you can just stay in one place for a few months and, you know, really work on the music, work on the show. I'm sure there's plenty of pool time as well, but not traveling all day gives them a lot of time to focus on the music beyond the just get on stage and sing. So, you know, they're doing it. They're out there. They've made it. It's great. I mean, whatever happens now is kind of gravy. You know, they've got 3 or 4 albums out. Done a TVS special. They've taken our music to the world, and I think that's you could never ask for more than that. But I do remember telling the guys because they were all kind of wondering if I was going to be leaving the group before I did. And I just said, you know, if it stays a small thing, I can probably do it. if it gets big, I probably can't. And I could see that it was getting big, and they were, you know, they were going to want to be, well, they were going to be recording for 7 weeks in New York City, right at the time it was definitely overlapping my wife's due date.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I got to be there for my daughter's birth. And they said, we can give you a few days off for that. I went, no. there's no way I can walk out the door on that.
Yeah.
And, they all understood. They all took it well. They understood my choice, and I understand theirs. And
yeah.
I see that it's still going well for them.
So, switching gears a little bit, how did you first become interested in music, and specifically a cappella music?
Music's always just been a part of my life. I started in really singing at church. My parents still have these recordings of me walking around the house singing songs that I would swear to you I've never heard before. But I knew them all by heart, and I just walked around singing them, all these little church songs. But my mom was a big musical influence on me because she sang in the choir. She plays piano and organ. She played cello in the local Philharmonic where I'm from.
Wow.
So she's very, very musical, more musical than me, probably. And my dad sang in high school and was good friends with his choir teacher. Actually, my first voice teacher was my father's choir teacher. So, kind of funny how it comes around. And then my mom just had very eclectic musical tastes. She listened to Manhattan Transfer. She listened to a lot of the Christian a cappella, Glad, there's Take Six. And I think I've always prided myself on saying, if it's good, I'll listen to it. I don't care if it's country. I don't care if it's hip-hop. I don't care if it's pop, whatever it is. And so she surrounded me with music that was good. You know, it may not necessarily be the most fashionable thing at any given time, but music's good music. And I gravitated towards that, and some of it was a cappella. And I remember even in high school, you know, we had a few a cappella tunes, and you've really got to be able to, you got to have your chops to sing a cappella.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a challenge, and I liked that. I like a challenge. So I just went for it. And having the opportunity to do that at IU, I came in saying, I like to sing. I don't know how it's all going to work out, but just take every shot you can and see where it takes you. And, well, clearly a cappella took me places. And so no regrets, but yeah, it's a cool kind of music. It's challenging. I think it challenges both the performer and the listener,
mm-hmm.
And I like that.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I have a follow-up question that I just thought of right now.
Okay.
Off of the whole topic of being interested in music and growing up with music, did you grow up learning any instruments as well?
I did. I played piano a little bit growing up. My mom tried to teach me, which is probably not the right way to go about it, because as a Midwestern boy, all I wanted to do was go outside and play sports and run around and be crazy. Then I started playing the baritone, the euphonium, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Did you do as well?
Yeah.
Nice. See, I played it from 5th to 7th grade. In 7th grade, I played the euphonium and didn't sing. And I went, wait, now I can either sit in the back, bomb, 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 or I can kind of be up front and have a little more fun and freedom. And
uh-huh.
That darn thing was heavy to carry to school. So it was out, and singing was in. Much more portable instrument.
definitely. Well, I don't think I've ever talked to anybody that's actually played a baritone or euphonium before. That's pretty cool. Awesome.
The sad part was I picked one up then in high school, and I couldn't even remember how to make a tone out of it. I couldn't make one single note. It was just, I went, wait a second, this used to be second nature. What happened?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, when I was in elementary school, I know this is all about you, not me, but when I was in elementary school, I played trumpet. Well, then I got braces on my teeth, and I couldn't play trumpet mm-hmm. because the braces dug into my lip so bad. So that's where the baritone came in.
Yeah, the embouchure did not agree with braces.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, anyway, back to you, Steve. I guess this next question, I'm going to preface this question. So have you been able to attend a Straight No Chaser concert since hanging up your...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great, yeah.
Absolutely.
All right, so what's your favorite part about watching the guys perform while sitting in the audience as a fan?
There's two sides to that question. First off, there's nothing fun about watching it because I want to be up there with them so badly. That aside, just seeing how people respond to it. I mean, the stuff that they're doing now, it's a good show.
Oh, yeah.
My wife and I even talked about it. We saw them, we took a bunch of friends, actually, when they were in Cincinnati last November. Yeah, November. And, I mean, the amount of staging, the choreography, the lighting, it all works. It's a good show. It's fun to watch. It's entertaining. As Randy likes to point out, you know, at no point do you say, man, I wish they were playing instruments. No, it's just the full sound, the full show. And so seeing how they do that, how they've put that package together all the way, and seeing how people go nuts, that's such a trip. It's really great to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you have a favorite song that they perform? Something new, something old? What's up?
Gosh, I'm trying to remember now. The one that always stands out, I liked it on the album when I heard it, but then hearing it live, I mean, it stole the show. Fix You, the Coldplay track.
Ooh, okay.
When they did that live, the harmonies are so thick. I think it's Walt's arrangement, and I mean, he just did a great job.
Yeah.
That one gets me every time. But then at the same time, if you want to see something that's just sheer for enjoyment and make the audience go nuts, I think that Billie Jean and Poison.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's a trip. That's so much fun. It's a cool idea. That one's fun to watch, too. So there's the absolute end of the spectrum.
Oh, I love both of those songs. So
yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, Fix You always gives me chills when I see it live. But Billie Jean Poison, it's just so much fun to just watch. It's just so much. It's just both of those songs make me speechless. Yeah.
I remember listening to Fix You and just hearing it and saying, "God, that's good." And then hearing it live, it's one of those special songs that gets better live. Mm. And not all of them do.
Yeah.
But I think with Straight No Chaser, most of the show gets better live. But to do a ballad and have it get better live, that's saying something.
Yep. Okay, so I should preface this question by saying that even though Tina isn't actually here, she is still here with us with our questions. So that being said, if the other SNC members had eaten all their Tyson chicken and green beans as kids and grown up to be as healthy and tall as yourself, how much cooler would that infamous or famous, who knows, diamond photo have been with you in the front? Think about it. Like,
I know. I totally got jobbed on that thing. But, somebody had to be in the back. I don't even know if with Ryan and Luganville, I don't know if I was even the tallest at the time. But, you know, you got to put in your time. You got to give up the spotlight. It's cool.
Hey, but you know, sorry to interrupt, but you know what's really cool is you look at some of the promos that some of these venues are even using it today, and you know, you feel kind of sorry for Tyler, Seggy, and Don, you know, but here's... Ickoff, he's up front and you're in there, you know, you still see those old photos in some of the promos. That's kind of cool.
Us old guys still represent. It's good.
Yeah.
And see, young bucks know where they come from.
And this is why there's fans out there that want to know, hey, who is this Steve Morgan? Yeah.
You know? See that tall, frail guy in the back. He must eat chicken and green beans.
So you mentioned that you're singing in church choir with your wife.
Yep.
Are there any other way that you're showcasing your superior tenor voice these days?
Well, I've been singing at weddings.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's nothing too crazy or strenuous, but I enjoy being a part of someone's special day. So that sort of thing. Doing a few weddings this year. Nothing crazy again. But that and just singing all the time to my little girl.
Aww. Outstanding.
I'm happy to report that she has a very good pitch.
Yay.
Which means the next 18 years are going to be a lot better than if you did not.
Oh, cute.
And for our listeners that maybe don't know exactly what Steve's talking about, or we're kind of chuckling, we're talking about weddings here, if you go to the Straight No Chaser site, sncmusic.com, and if you go into videos, or it's in the forum, it's when Dan got married. There was a number of gentlemen that were associated with Straight No Chaser, and a number of gentlemen that were just friends. And Steve, I got to pat you on the shoulder, buddy. Your voice just shined in that awesome rendition of Ave Maria.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the Beeble Ave Maria is unparalleled, in my opinion. It's so thick, so nice to sing. It was a beautiful hall for it, and it was fun to do.
It definitely sounded awesome. And again, our listeners, please check it out. I mean, it all darn near put you to tears because the acoustics, and it's just beautiful, beautiful. And yeah, hats off to you. So.
Thanks.
So, anyways, going back to the script here, what do you personally think it is about Straight No Chaser, the group, that draws such a loyal fan base?
I think that it's just real. The guys are really friends. The relationships that you see on stage are real. We've all been there for each other any number of times, and we are kind of like a little family in and of itself. But I think beyond that, they're singing real music. There's no hiding behind gimmicks, instruments, EQ. It's the focus in making the albums, in making the stage show, has always been, how can we make this our sound? How can we just present ourselves in the best way possible? It's kind of the same idea, I think, of why people like American Idol. It's real. There's no hiding, because the voice has to be the star. You can't hide behind EQ. You can't hide behind pitch correction. It's you're putting yourself out there. And I think people, when they see that, when they see what that's really about, that it's not just image, it's putting the whole picture together, they gravitate towards that.
So, since this is SNC Fan Chat, I need to ask you, how have SNC's fans impacted you personally? And do you have any memorable fan experiences that you'd like to share?
Again, I'm just honored that people remember me. it's incredibly sweet of you guys to do this interview with me. It's, I've got Tervis tumblers that others have made for the group. Somebody was kind enough to send me one that's monogrammed with my name. I've got a Straight No Chaser tie that, again, was made for the rest of the group, and they said, well, we'll send one to Steve. Stuff like that is so cool. It means a lot to me. I think it also shows that the guys are definitely doing something right, that they have great fans, and that hopefully, they're connecting with them on enough bases to, again, inspire that devotion, and that devotion goes both ways.
Well, thank you so much, Steve, for this awesome chat. We've had such a great time talking to you, and it was great to get to know a little bit more about you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The pleasure was all mine.
No, thank you. I mean, again, taking your time out of your
busy life, you know, your little one and your family. And, no, definitely thank you for being a part of this. And, again, we do consider you family. I know all of us chasers consider you family. And hopefully we can all bump shoulders and have a little chit-chat at an SNC concert or something. But,
that's right.
No, thank
we'll
you.
Do it right. With a shot, a chaser.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. I like your thinking.
So, hey. Shane will have to wait a few years, but hey.
Plenty of time. Yeah.
So hey, one last thing before you leave, though. Do you have anything that you want to say to the fans who are listening to the podcast right now?
Oh, definitely. Just, you know, thank you for your support. For me, for the guys, you are what keeps the engine going. You are why they're able to make the music and why they're able to get the music out to the world. So thank you for all your support, and I hope you keep listening and I hope you keep loving it.
Absolutely.
We will.
Absolutely.
So thanks again, Steve, for talking with us.
Hey, thank you.
thank you, sir. Really do appreciate it.
So, what did you think about our interview with Steve? Be sure to send us an email at sncfanchat@gmail.com and let us know what you think. I mean, I love chatting with Steve. He was so great, and he was just a pleasure to be chatting with. So, thank you again, Steve, for taking the time out of your busy day to chat with us Straight No Chaser fans. So, thank you very much.
Yes, yeah, Steve, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. So, it's time for the news, folks. Straight No Chaser in Atlantic City. Hey, the guys have been at Harrah's for just a little bit over a month now, and so far the show has gotten rave reviews from everyone who has seen it. I know, Chana, I've seen Facebook messages, Twitters. Many of Chasers have gone to shows over and over and over and over and over again, and just they just can't get enough. Moving on, though, the show will continue to run until September 4th. And, of course, to get tickets, just like we said, folks, all you have to do is check out the website, www.sncmusic.com, and click the tab Shows. And basically, the shows and the ticket links are right there at your fingertips. Take you straight to Ticketmaster. And also, you can get tickets at Harrah's box office if you just happen to show up at Atlantic City for no given reason. You can always get tickets right here there at the day of the show. No guarantee that you'll get into the show, obviously, because all the rave reviews, I'm guessing the shows have been selling out. And, it doesn't hurt to go to Ticketmaster.com and grabbing some tickets, huh, Shana?
Oh, yes, definitely. The show was great, and maybe, who knows, there's like a seat or two left in some really good spots that, because so many people are going, but they're going in large groups and they didn't want to be separated because, you know, that's how chasers are. We like to go in groups and just be awesome together. So, just check and see if there are any tickets available. I know for the second day of the show when I was there, the second day of opening weekend or whatever, I was still able to buy my ticket at the box office. So no harm done. You can always call the Harrah's box office. We don't have their number. It's 1-800. So just be sure to try and go on Ticketmaster or call the Harrah's box office and see if you can get tickets, because seriously, it's not a show that you're going to want to miss because it is fantastic. So if you can get there, go.
Yeah, yeah. Shana, you enjoyed the show, didn't you?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. I was planning to only go to two shows when I was there, but after the first one, I was like, you know what? We're going to have to come again. We're going to have to come again. So got another ticket and saw it a total of 3 times, and I enjoyed every single moment of every single show that I went to. And if I could, I could go back and see some more, but I can't because I don't live over there. So.
Yep. How that goes, Shane. Hey, but how was your seats when you just randomly picked up seats at Harrah's?
It was actually really good. They happened to have one, because it was just me, right? So I happened to get one seat at the front row of the balcony.
Oh, wow.
And I have, yeah, and I have photos, I have photos on my Facebook page. They had tickets available on the floor as well, but it was better for me to be in the balcony because, one, it was cheaper, and I don't want to randomly spend a lot of money. And seriously, in that venue, there are no bad seats. Well, except for maybe the sides are kind of hard to see some parts of the stage. But, I mean, if you go higher, you can't go wrong. I mean, I was even in the back of the balcony one night, and you could still see everything perfectly great. It sounds great. The acoustics are great in there. And, I mean, if you're sitting farther back, you can see the really cool light effects that Blake worked on really well, too. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, folks. Shana's own mini review there. Again, a show you're not going to want to miss. Again, just go to sncmusic.com, look for the tour, T-O-U-R tab, and click on it, and you can pick up tickets right there. The buttons for each venue or each date are right there at your fingertips. Other summer performance dates, Shana, you know, other than the AC show and the fall and winter tour, what can chasers look forward to in the near future? Well, Music Fest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I know a number of chasers are going to that. That was, August 11th. So have you got your tickets yet? Hey, again, if you haven't, again, Shana, how many times can I say this? Just go to sncmusic.com and get your tickets,
yep.
Right? Tickets are available.
I wonder what they're going to perform there. Probably, is it going to be maybe a small set or probably a bigger set? Well, it's probably going to be like how it was at Gettysburg, right, probably?
What's this now? Are you talking the size of the venue?
No, like their songs, their song set. It's probably going to be similar to Gettysburg, probably, right?
I would assume, you know, most of their venues, and folks, we're just doing this ad lib here, you know, this is how things go sometimes. You know, the guys usually just are pretty consistent in most of their venues. You know, they, 35, 45 minutes, and then take, 15-minute break,
yeah.
And then another 35, 45 minutes, and shazam.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I haven't heard any deviations.
Yeah. Well, chasers, be sure to get your tickets because, of course, it's going to be great shows, as always, because Straight No Chaser always puts on great shows. That's just a fact. So, speaking of great shows, there was an announcement on July 18th. Straight No Chaser held a web chat on sncmusic.com and on Ustream. And they announced that they'll... Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
Oh, I missed it.
Aww,
I literally missed it. I couldn't make it. I had to work late.
Yeah, that's too bad. It was a great web chat. They answered a lot of questions, and it was great seeing them all again on a web chat. So they announced that they'll actually be recording a brand new PBS special on August 17th at Harrah's. So as far as we know, the show's set list will include the entire AC show, as it is probably right now, and they'll also be recording some songs that were not performed in the show. So no word yet on when they plan to air the special, but we will definitely be sure to let you know as soon as we find out, either via podcast or on our Facebook page and Twitter page. And tickets should still be available for this date if you check Ticketmaster.com. Of course, once again, go to the tour tab and upcoming shows to order your tickets. But be sure to grab them quickly because they're probably selling like hotcakes right now because, I mean, it's the PBS special that's going to be airing for the next few years on PBS, and that's going to be the must-have DVD in the future. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to be a part of this event, right?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Oh, yeah. So be sure to get your tickets before they're sold out. So go. What are you listening to this for? Go and get them right now. Or you can listen to the podcast while you're on your computer to go get the tickets. So
hey,
there
great,
you go.
Great idea.
There you go. And also,
So during our last episode, we mentioned that the With a Twist Deluxe Edition CD-DVD box set would be available on July 19th. But according to smcmusic.com's store, it will now be available on August 23rd. Probably an error on my part since I was randomly and haphazardly trying to put together the outline and probably got the wrong date. So be sure to pre-order your copy now. Just go to store.smcmusic.com. Of course, once again, the set includes four bonus songs, one previously not made available in the U.S. It was Only You that was on the With a Twist UK edition. There's also going to be a 24-page booklet with never-before-seen photos and the Live in New York DVD special, which the non-holiday version, of course. So be sure to get your copy and pre-order it today so you can get it just in time for August 23rd before the guys leave Harris. If you want to get it signed over there, you can do that too. So there you go.
Sounds very, very cool, Shayna. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. So SNC Fall Tour date. Just a little reminder, be sure to check out SNC's tour page. Once again, the tour page on the SNCmusic.com site. Hint, hint, hint. But tour page for dates and more information regarding tickets for the group's fall tour in both U.S. and the U.K. Hey, there's three new tour dates that have been announced. Fort Wayne, Indiana, Windsor, Ontario, for all you Canadian Canuck-type chasers, and then San Diego, California. Ticket pre-sales are going on now, so check our show notes for the link for more info. Wow, that'd be great. Windsor, Ontario, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and San Diego, California. Also, a few performances SNC has made available, Platinum Dinner Package, which includes a dinner and a private performance before the show itself. Platinum Dinner Packages are available for the shows at Fort Wayne, Indiana, Youngstown, Ohio, Baltimore, Maryland. Pre-sales are now available. So check the link in our show notes for more information on how to order. Or also, SNCmusic.com. I'm sure has all that information, doesn't it, Shayna?
Oh, yeah. If you look under the blog, the list of blogs, if you click the blog tab and just scroll down, you should probably be able to find them there, too. Or you can just go to our blog and click on the show notes there, and it'll transport you right over there. So there you go.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea.
Yeah. And last on our news for this episode, we have a new Chaser of the Month, and it is our very own Dave White. So, Dave,
Ooh.
Congratulations.
Who's yeah. Chaser of the Month? Come on. Did I miss the memo?
Congratulations, Dave. You are definitely one of the most deserving chasers that could have ever been bestowed this honor. So, congratulations
Thanks,
to you.
Thank you. Very, very humbling honor, for being a Chaser of the Month. Thank you for all the well-wishers out there on the websites, the blogs, the tweets, the Facebook messages, I was just, bombarded. Ironically enough, I didn't know anything about the Chaser of the Month. It was August. it was July 1st, right? So, I'm at work, and I went on the internet real quick to check messages real quick, and I get this note. It was from Angie up in Canada. She says something about how do you like your new title. I'm like, okay, what did I do now? What picture is out there now? I'm like, because it's the farthest thing from my mind, right? And I'm like, okay, what title? And she says, well, you have to check the. Check the SNC Music site. I said, okay, I will, but I can't do it right now. I got to wait till I go home. And then I go home, I'm very humbled. So thank you to all the powers that be in the selection committee. Hey, let's get off of me. Enough of me. You guys don't want to talk about me anyway. Shayna, real quick, your new publication, Quarter Notes, great reviews on that. Kudos to you.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah. And there was something something about if you want to send a submission and you want to participate, you have a deadline, Shana, and where do they send the submission to?
Yes, our deadline, well, first we'd like to have, well, I guess as we were recording this, the deadline for submitting ideas has passed. But, of course, you can still send in ideas, submissions, whatever. Our deadline is the end of August, so August 31st is our deadline. So you can send anything Straight No Chaser related or anything a cappella related if you wanted to write something about another a cappella group. We would love to have any submissions. Just send them to our email address at sncquarternotes@gmail.com, and we will sift through all the entries. And we have another thing up our sleeves, which we need more entries for, but we haven't gotten enough to launch this new special thing yet, so trying to keep it on the down low while it's still being developed. But
Shana, you're just you got a work of art in yourself, finding other new venues, new avenues to promote these guys, aren't you?
Of course. Always trying to do that. I mean, we're trying to, for our next episode, we're trying to expand the a cappella section, which we're hoping will draw in more a cappella fans, and then hopefully we'll get more a cappella nerd type people interested in Straight No Chaser and draw them into the Chaser community as well. So that's our little quote unquote evil plan. But yeah, so hopefully it'll work.
But hey, going back real quick, I might have gotten confused once again. You said that as of this recording, we've already missed a deadline, but August 31st is still good. Now, explain the difference between the two deadlines.
Well,
because I'm clueless, you know.
Yeah, we're still trying.
I don't pay attention. You know me.
Well, we're still trying to figure out a method to our madness on putting together the magazine. So for this issue, you can still submit any ideas or articles by the end of August. But what we were trying to do was we were trying to have people send in what they wanted to write about, like any ideas. Nothing big or fancy. It was not going to be published. Just saying, hey, I was thinking of writing a trip report, or thinking of writing about the concert that I went to. I was thinking about writing about one of the Chaser meetups. A bunch of us Chasers got together and we met up and we were hanging out and had a lot of fun. And then,
that gives us an idea.
Mm-hmm. So then that gives us an idea of what people are submitting.
This way it kind of gives you the idea of what they want to submit for August 31st.
Exactly. Right. So we can try and figure out, they'll probably need about this many pages, so we can plan out what we're going to include in the magazine, and then try and figure out a theme for, like, the cover and stuff like that, and a theme for the issue. So, yeah, well, that was the idea behind the submissions. But, of course, we're still trying to figure out how we're going to maneuver all of that. So,
great.
It's still developing. It's still in its infancy. But hopefully, as time goes on, we'll get better at this.
And since right now I'm interviewing you, Shana, when's this next issue of Quarter Notes going to be out then?
We are planning for September 21st, I believe.
Ooh,
we're trying to do it, if this makes any sense, it's my method to my madness. The last issue was released on the summer solstice, and then we're hoping for this it'll be the fall equinox. And then
you are so clever.
That whole thing there. So, instead of throwing out like a random date, like, hey, let's do it in sometime this month, at least we have a set deadline where we're working towards, instead of just having it up in the air and floating around. So, yeah, hopefully it'll all work out.
There you go, folks. And Shana, care to mention any names, your staff? You got some great Chasers that are helping you out on your corner notes.
Oh, yeah. I really got lucky with the people
that
I got to work with.
Yes, you did.
And they've all just been incredible in helping brainstorm and everything. So quick shout out to Jana Barnes, Kim Davis, Sarah Dowling, SJ Fosnot, Tara Kellerman, Annie LaDuca, Marna Lampe, Carla Rodriguez, and Sarah Tully. And of course, if you guys, if any of you chasers out there want to help, please just contact us. Let us know via email at sncquarternotes@gmail.com. Send us an email because we can always use more help and with getting this magazine off of the ground. So, yeah.
And folks, if you haven't seen this magazine, and I have, it is a beauty. It's strictly an online publication. Shana, what's the address that these folks can see your first publication?
If you go to smcquarternotes.blogspot.com and then just scroll down, because we have some announcements on the blog as well. So just scroll down, or we have a tab called Issue Archive, and then if you just click down there, you should be able to find the issues that are available. So, yeah, and also, little spoiler, I guess, or maybe not, we are trying to see if we can get it so that you can order hard copies of the magazine.
Ooh.
As well. Mm-hmm. We're still working
wow.
on it. We want to get the publication as perfect as possible. But we are trying to do that as well. So keep an eye out for the announcement when we do have that available so you can go and order your very own hard copy and then even get it signed by Straight No Chaser.
Great. And I think I saw some pictures. You were able to print off some publications, or you had some publications made of your initial, the premiere release of Quarter Notes, and what, you presented it with all the guys?
Yes, we did. We got some issues printed off for each of the editors of the first issue, as well as some issues for Straight No Chaser. So when on their first show at Atlantic City, we surprised them with a whole bunch of magazines. We wrapped it up in a wrapping paper and stuff like that, yeah. But we
I was going to say, I'm sure they love that. Just something else to put in the put in their room that they got to save from all of this craziness, huh?
Oh, yeah. But we also have, we ordered one extra copy, and we are using it as a giveaway for our contest. If you go to, if you try and find Dimitri in our digital copy, if you can find Dimitri and email us, a lucky chaser, will get the quote-unquote first public copy of SNC Quarter Notes, issue number one. And it has all the guys autographed it and everything, and it will be the first ever quote-unquote released issue. So if you haven't found it yet, this is definitely going to be a treasure because we don't know when we're going to be releasing our hard copies yet, and this is going to be the first one that we are going to release. So get your guesses
in
now.
Very awesome, Shana. And folks, if you didn't get all this information, just shoot the Quarter Notes an email, and I'm sure they'll reply to your whatever you need as far as where do I go, how do I get the enter in the contest. So, Shana, one last time for the Quarter Notes email address.
Mm-hmm. It's SNC Quarter Notes, sncquarternotes@gmail.com. So be sure to just send us an email, or, of course, if you didn't get all that, you can also just contact us via fan chat if you want, and I can give you the email address. Or just send me a tweet or a Facebook message, and I'd be happy to help you out. So, yeah, send us an email.
Again, hats off to you, Shana, and your staff of great editors. Outstanding job.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Thank you, Dave, so much. So now all that.
Yeah, let's get off Quarter Notes now. You got to make some noise here, right?
Oh, yes. We want you, chasers, to make some noise. So, how many of you have seen the show in Atlantic City? Because we would love to know what you thought about the show. What are your favorite songs? Were there any songs that you wish that they had kept from last year's show? Would you have suggested any other songs that they maybe add to the show? So, shoot us an email at sncfanchat@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you had to say, and we're looking forward to reading your answers on our next podcast episode. So send us an email, sncfanchat@gmail.com.
Very good, very good. Oh, hey, listeners, thank you so, so much for all the kind notes in regards to the Antoinette interview. It was a nice interview. I enjoyed the chit-chat with Antoinette. Thank you for all the kind words and all the notes. It was a very, very nice thing of all you to do. So, that's all for this episode, folks. Be sure to send us an email with any suggestions, comments, or chaser adventures to sncfanchat@gmail.com.
Thanks, all of you, for listening. And until next time, remember that you can't please any of the people any of the time. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So Shayna, Kathy, Dean, and Tina, ready to go. S&C Fan Chat, time for the show.